You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Until you have had the taste of finishing, you will not respect yourself. Until you follow through, until something is done, tears and struggles and pain, and you go through it anyway, and you show up, and you continue to fight on, no matter the circumstances, after a while, something begins to wither inside of you. Every champion has felt it. Every president has felt it. Every king has felt it. Every lion has felt it. Every winner has felt it. Every soldier has felt it. Every victorious person has felt it. The urge to quit. Don't you give up on your dream. I don't care if you don't have the money, you don't have the help, and you don't have the family for it, and you don't have the background for it, and you don't have the friends for it. Don't you give up on your dream. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. It may take you twice as long. You may have to take courses and classes. You might not read as fast. You might not move as quick. You might not have as much. But don't you quit. Don't you quit. Don't you quit. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. As weak as you are, as tired as you are, as many mistakes as you make, you do make a difference. There is something they would lose if you were not there. There was something that they would miss if you were not there. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. I would rather aim for the stars and not hit them than to not aim at all. I would rather go after it and not get it than not go after it at all. I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. I don't want to live with the idea, wonder what would have happened had I done more with my life. I'm going to go for it, come hell or high water. I'm going after my destiny. I lost a lot of stuff. I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of strength. I lost a lot of courage. I lost a lot of time. I lost a lot of money, but I was still believing. Broke, I was believing. Lonely, I was believing. Betrayed, I was believing.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard.
You do what is easy. Complain about your situation, your circumstances. Stand around and be a volunteer victim like everybody else. Surrender and give up on your dreams. Become depressed and bitter and angry. Anybody can do that. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, keep coming back again and again and again. Get up dressed every day, knowing some way, somehow, with a spirit of expectation, I can do this.
Whatever you want, you got to be willing to accept whatever come with it. Like, adversity is adversity. Opposition is opposition. But it's not so much about the opposition and the adversity that we face as it is about the perspective that we have about the opposition and the adversity that we face.
And it doesn't matter what happens to you. Doesn't matter how many times you get fired. Doesn't matter how many people don't believe in you. Just go until you get it.
Look in the mirror every fucking day and say, yeah, I'm proud of you. I believe in you. You can do anything you want. You are powerful.
You say if it's hard, then do it hard. I won't allow this to stop me. I don't have the option of easy. I don't have the option, and I don't think you do or any of us do, of going around trying to find a dream that's a little dream that doesn't require much responsibility or not too stressful or won't be too much of a hassle.
No.
All you need to do to get out in the arena of life is to say it's possible. In spite of the nose, yes, maybe this next call might do. It's possible. This next job interview, this might be the one. I can do this.
Every day you wake up, you got to start with that vision. You're going to get up. You're going to get dressed. You're going to get out. And you're going to do what you've been called to do. And you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong.
You've got to say yes. Yes to my dreams. Yes to me. Yes, I can. Doesn't matter how many failures I've made. Doesn't matter how many mistakes I've endured. Doesn't matter about what I've done. I can make it.
And you got to believe even if there's no reason to believe. When everything appeared to be going wrong, you're working on your dreams, and somebody that you love and trust decide to walk out on you, you still got to believe. When you see those things that you've been working on crumble in your face, you still got to believe. When friends who should be a source of strength and encouragement, relatives who should be there to inspire you and motivate you and tell you, you can't do it, you still got to believe. With no money in your pocket and many times more money left at the end of the month than after your money, you don't know how you're going to make it. You know your paycheck's gone before you get it. You still got to believe. I don't care what it takes.
And no matter what you're going through, as long as you still have breath in your body, as long as you're still alive, you're still in the game.
Because anytime you wake up and you don't have a white chalk outline around your body, it's a great day.
If I just stand long enough, I can pull this off. I can do it.
I'm putting it out here. I'm not going to rest until I have it. It's necessary. I'm going to do it. It's on me. No one's going to make it happen for me. I'll get some help and assistance, but I know that it's on me. Will it be easy? No, it's going to be hard, but it doesn't matter what it costs, because whatever you have to do, it's worth it, because it's your life's purpose. And once you know that, it is done. It's possible you can live your dream.
And if life's got you backed up, you can't quit. You can't give up. You can't stop.
You fail a class, get back up and try again. You lose a job, get back up and try again. You put all your money in investment, get back and try again.
You won't go to sleep until you have the knowledge that it takes to do what you're able to do.
If you start a business and it don't work, don't stop, don't quit.
I can make it.
Everybody has dreams. Nobody knows but you. You can't get advice on what you should do with your life. Nobody knows what you are. Even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot. And as much as you want people to agree and you want the people around you to be supporting your dream, it's not going to be like that all the time. You got to do it alone. And people will help you, and when you get the ball rolling, people will jump on. But if you don't believe, nobody else is going to believe. People come along because your belief is so insane.
Many of you, as I have been, as I am, are where you are in your life based upon what you believe. And it's not just what you think you believe on the surface, it's also your shadow beliefs that are holding you back from moving into the life that you believe you deserve.
You have to believe you deserve to win. And sometimes it's not just that we think we're good, but that we've done so much, we must be worthy of winning. And sometimes it's not just who we are that we need to believe in, but what we've done. That sometimes you've got to outwork everybody, and you've got to be willing to do the things nobody else is willing to do. So you begin to convince yourself, man, I'm doing all the things everybody else is unwilling to do, so I deserve to get the results other people aren't going to get.
Take ownership.
Take extreme ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems. And then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership and lead. Lead. Following your dreams is a lonely, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit. You can't wait for somebody to think you can do it.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful. Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life. You're able 24 hours in a day. You cannot be sleep 8 hours a day.
There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living.
There'll be times in your life you'll want to quit. You'll want to go home and say, Mom, I can't do it. I can't do it. Just never quit. If I give you one message to hold in your hearts today, it's this. Never, ever give up.
Nothing mattered but your will to succeed. Not your color, not your ethnic background, not your education, not your social status. It matters not your gender, your ethnic or religious background, your orientation, or your social status.
We celebrate warriors. We enjoy the winner. We're irritated and frustrated with the whiner. Each of them have earned the title. But each of them have this thing in common. They earned the title based upon how they responded to struggle. How can we crown someone a champion unless we've seen them struggle and overcome to be a winner? How would we know the valor and courage of a warrior unless he's endured the adversity of the battle? How do you know what the wimp is until you see them put their faith in fear and ignore a problem hoping somebody else is going to solve it? In this life, there is going to be struggle, and when they come, what will you do? What role will you play? Will you engage like the warrior? Will you complain like the whiner? Will you ignore it like the wimp? Or will you be what God created you to be, which is the winner?
Begin. This is where it begins. In the darkness. Before the sun and the birds and the world every day. When the alarm sounds, it's time. Rise. despite fatigue and soreness. Curse the warmth of the bed. Curse the comfort of the pillow. Fight the temptation of weakness. Get up and go. Do it quickly, without thought. Do not reason with weakness. You cannot. You must only take action. Get up and go. Life can be overwhelming. That's the way life works. It is testing you. It is going to throw problems at you, and it is going to throw them at you all at the same time. It is easy to feel beaten when you're faced with all those problems at once. But let me tell you, that does not mean you give up fighting. In fact, it means the opposite. It is time for you to fight harder. To dig in, to go on the war path. To assess what the problems are and decide which one you are going to attack first. Then, get started. Attack. And listen, it won't be easy. In fact, it will be hard. Life is hard. That's what life is. And these challenges that you face, they are going to do their best to take you down. Do not let them. Stand up. Dig in. Line up those problems. Confront them. Face them. Fight them. Do not let them bring you down. Instead, let these challenges raise you up. Let them elevate you. Let their demands and their trials make you stronger. Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person tomorrow. So in the future, you look back at these struggles and you say to them, "Think you made me better."
Regardless of the situation and circumstances, all the bad things happening around you, and what challenges you face now, you've got to believe in your heart of hearts that you can do it.
When you want something, don't expect everybody to say, "Oh, come on in. Oh, you want this? Oh, great. We want to give this to you. You're such a nice person. You're doing it for your family, aren't you? Great." No, no, life isn't like that. No, many doors will be closed in your face. Many loans that you will want. And they'll say, "No, you don't have enough collateral. You don't have enough credit." And most people will give up. But you've got to decide that I'm going to be fearless, and I'm going to go all out. I'm going to be relentless. I don't care how many no's I encounter. I refuse to be denied.
I challenge you to fight, to work, to not stop here, to believe so heavily in your aspirations that you too will not fear the word no, but instead you will choose to welcome it.
And when you want it as bad as you want to breathe says, "I'm willing to make any sacrifice. I'm willing to go through any pain. I'm willing to go through any suffering. I'm willing to go through whatever it takes. So when I get in there, I guarantee you at the end of it, I won't be the one that surrendered."
So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me, to bring my talent out here, to make a contribution to life. But is it easy? No. Is it worth it? Yeah. Yes, your life is worth it.
Our biggest challenge is to look at our own lives and ask the question, how am I holding myself back? Am I being as creative as I need to be? Am I using every resource I have? Am I turning up every rock to find what I'm looking for? Am I being unstoppable? Am I being relentless? The only thing that holds you back is the thing between your two ears, your own mind. If you can increase your self-belief and see yourself doing better, you will.
So when life happens, I don't just sit there and cry. I buck back.
We've come too far. We've been through too much. We've seen too much. We've had too many victories. We have seen defeat. We've looked defeat in the face, and we've overcome it. We've come too far to give up now. We've come too far to be negative now. We've come too far to start overthinking now.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. Throw your whole self into it. See, most people go at it tentatively. They don't give all their stuff. They don't concentrate. You can't make a basket unless you shoot the ball. You can't hit a home run unless you take a swing at it. Most people won't even take a swing. If you want something, you've got to be relentless. You've got to decide, I deserve this, and I'm going to have it. And you go all out to get it.
The spirit of resiliency, the spirit of grit, it's in your DNA. It's in your blood. Overcoming is in your blood. Getting through adversity is in your blood. We need to focus on where we're going, not where we come from and what's happening.
You can be and do whatever you want, and nobody can stop you. Nobody can stop you but you.
You can take it. You can make it.
If you can just keep believing when nothing in you is working, when all your external forces have given way, if you can just manage to somehow keep hoping, you have a chance. You just can't become hopeless.
If you can just keep hope alive, you can make it. Because if you keep hoping, it is really faith. You just gotta transpose it into, I hope this happened, to I believe this can happen.
Life is like a grindstone. It can polish you or it can pulverize you, depending on how you position yourself.
There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain. But then there's another side of pain that's called effort. It's called glory. It's called if you can find a way to push through pain, there's something greater on the other side of it.
Do I just sit there and settle? No, I don't. I say enough's enough, man, and I'm gonna make a change and I'm gonna keep going until I get it. You chase something that you believe you deserve until you get it.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.